Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hey, Stane. I listen to you a lot, except when my wife's in the car, then it's music.
Dub Nation, this is Quinton Post, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Quint, that makes me feel better. Quint, 2P3,
you got to be better. We all do. I'll lump myself in there.
Me too.
Well, there's a question on the YouTube chat that I think is directed at you. Never mind.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I'm looking at the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Good Lord.
My boy's glass is working. Look at you.
You want some good news?
I do.
I'll be serious.
All right.
Steve Kerr yesterday on Steph Curry.
Well, I talked to him today. He was on the bike, so he was getting a good workout, good cardio workout. He's not on the court yet. We'll have an update on Thursday, so he won't play tomorrow, obviously, and we'll just take it day by day. But I don't think any of us are too concerned that this is a long-term thing, but we also don't have clarity on exactly when he's going to play.
All right. I didn't like that, you know, when it happened, but I guess I'm in that school of he'll be back. But even when he's back, Stoney, you know, I don't want to come across like I'm calling Jimmy out. There's not a lot of options of guys doing something outside of themselves on this team. And that's why I look at Jimmy and the 20 points per game, and he can control a game as good as anybody. But, Stoney, I'm just saying to myself on this team, could he take it to 24, 25? I mean, when I watch the Warriors, we don't attack anybody off the dribble like other teams just do us, even if it's guys from the G League, and that's been one constant. Reed Shepherd was cooking us. I just feel like we don't have any body punches, and it's not Jimmy's fault, but I'm looking at Jimmy like, well, you did it. You're that guy. And that's why I'm saying, can we get more bang for our buck with him? And a lot of people out there could be like, "Goo, that's unfair." But that's where I'm at, Stoney. It's just how we get our points. We're not putting fear in anybody. And maybe that's just the end of a run.
I mean, I think why last year, like Steve Kerr talked about this team, their defense last year. And he thinks that they can still be a pretty good defensive team. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they can be a good defensive team. And I'm not sure how good defensively they were last year when Jimmy Butler came.
The numbers backed them up, though. And Fitz says it every broadcast. I'm cutting you off, sorry. Every broadcast that the numbers, but I don't see it. He talks about the defense and you feel good when you hear it, but I don't see it. You know?
Well, I don't think they're capable of being a really good defensive team. The only way they're going to be a really good defensive team, to me, is if they lead the league in, or if they are last in the league in turnovers. And I don't think they're going to be last in the league in turnovers. It's just a team that has players on it outside of Butler that tend to turn it over a little bit.
And who naturally on this Warrior team makes an opposing offensive player alter or change his shot? It's like the store's open. You might miss the shot. You're going to get the shot against us. But against us, Donnie, there's other guys. And tonight, a team where they alter our – you could see our guys thinking like, damn, I can't get it off. But we don't have much of that.
Well, you got De'Anthony Melton coming back.
I expect him to play on the trip at some point. He looks good. He's scrimmaged quite a bit. He got another one in today. I think he's going to get another one in tomorrow, and then he'll be on the trip with us. And at that point, it's day to day. But I'm really excited to get Melt back. You guys got a glimpse of him last year. I think he played 6 or 7 games with us. He was a perfect fit. It's exciting to think about plugging him in because he's another two-way player, another guy who can play at a high level in a playoff type game and survive quite well at both ends. So Melt's going to be a big help.
Man, they like him.
Yeah, it's a compliment to him. You are right, man. That love is strong. And let's be real, it was only 6 games, but it was great. And, boy, not even just the health concerns of where he's at, but they really liked him, Stoney. And it's a compliment to what he is when he's healthy as a basketball player. The question is, can he remain healthy?
Here's the other thing about the Warriors that I think, and you're not going to think this is good news, but you know, if you look at the standings right now,
all right,
Warriors are in 8th, and if you look at the teams, I think there's going to be like, and I know they're not, they shouldn't fall below 8.
I got you.
I mean, if you look at it, it's
Dallas is coming though when they get Kyrie.
I mean, Dallas is already almost 5 back. I mean, Memphis, I don't believe in them. Portland, I just don't think they're there yet. The Jazz, no. The Kings, absolutely not. The Pelicans, no.
Clippers dead to you?
Clippers are 5-16. I
feel bad for Harden. Evan said it, but I'm with them.
And then the Mavericks. What are the Mavericks going to be? The team to me that's interesting is Phoenix. They're 13-9, and they're playing well. Yeah. They beat the Lakers last night.
Without Booker. Well, he went out early.
Yeah, he injured his groin. This from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Well, I didn't mean to go there. He's saying we're old, Goo. We're old. Why can't you see it?
Yeah, because last year it was masked. Like, explain to me what happened for us to go the metrics in regard defensively. Every talk show was talking about us. Man, what happened to that? Was that just a mirage?
It was last year. It was last year. And it was like, I don't think we can underestimate this enough. The season is too long for Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Al Horford. It's too long. And so last year, they got Jimmy Butler with 30 games left. 30 games left. They were over halfway.
It was bad. I felt like this before the trade. I'll never forget.
Right. And I got news for you. The Warriors know they can't play hard the first 2 months of the season. Like, they can't go for it for 6 months.
So be happy, as I'm asking. Be happy with the 11-10, and you get Melton back, and Seth and Steph comes back, and maybe you go from there. I mean, that's all you can do, obviously.
But I mean, they should get better over the course of the season, but I do think there are going to be times because of their age where they don't look good, and there's going to be nights when, you know, they really struggle. But they are going to win some games on their experience, you know, once they start getting whole, if they get whole at all. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to look objectively at let's say the top 6 guys, you know, the big 3, Draymond, Steph, and Butler. And, you know, over the last year or two, you know, it's easy to say, well, I don't see much slippage. Well, you don't have to see much slippage for that to be the difference between a win and a loss. Like, you don't need to get terrible overnight. If you're doing 10% less of what you did a year ago, to me that adds up. Okay, then those are the old guys. What about the young guys? How are the young guys playing? Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, who else? Post. Like, how are the four old guys playing, and how are the four younger guys playing? On the grand scale, would you say through 21? The season's 25% over, so we may as well, you know, talk about it that way.
Well, with the young guys, it started off great for Kuminga. Pods is now, and I don't need to cry a river for him, but he's having his chain yanked around, if you agree with it or not, and he's still going out there trying to be productive. Moody's Moody. I guess that's a compliment. And Quentin Post, Donnie, you shocked me with the 30-31% from deep, but I do love, like, a young puppy. You're being rough with him and tough, and maybe that'll pay off later, but I think he's working on the components of his game that he's weak at, just in regard to trying to guard big, so he's going through the blender. But I think that shooting is something, he's a natural at it, and that'll come back around. But, Stoney, this is a team with no bigs. That's how I look at the Warriors. And I just don't know how far, even on a good day, how far you can go with no length.
And
do you have a problem, real quick, do you have a problem if I call the Warriors offense the pregnancy offense?
Why?
It's a labor. It's hard. It's hard, Stoney. Steph has to be Superman. Jimmy has to hope they go for the okey-doke. And have you noticed they're not giving it to Jimmy in the post much? Is that just, like, what happened to Jimmy in the... What happened to Jimmy? Like, back out, give it to me, and I'm good. You know?
And what's he going to do?
Well, he used to turn around, the little fade away, I'll make it. The cinnamon, up and under. Like, I'm not... It's just like, keep your hands up, and he's, like, throwing it back out.
Keep in mind, even through all their success, they didn't play out of the post a ton.
All right.
They just didn't. I'll tell you the rat on the table.
Brought to you by Atco.
By Atco Pest Control. You want to go big picture?
All day.
Okay. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Do you know that they got the Clippers pick? The Thunder have the two most favorable picks among the following teams: OKC, Houston, Clippers, and then Washington. Now that one's protected.
Okay.
1-4.
But man, that's a buffet.
But it sounds like there's a chance that the Oklahoma City Thunder could have three.
But you paid the price of being foul for a long time. And I'm going to just say this about the Thunder. Denver took them to 7. That Clipper team last year took them to 7. They won and they earned it. And Halliburton went down. So I'm not dissing OKC, but Steiny, it's funny to smile now and they're champs, but there was a whole hell of a lot of losing for it to get to this point. I'm just saying.
Well, and now, how many years do you think they went without making the playoffs?
9.
And that's the issue. They went 3 years without making the playoffs.
Yeah, Chris Paul, Westbrook took them to the playoffs.
You know, starting in 15-16, lost conference finals, lost first round. At that point, they said, we're not good enough. Then they went 22-50, 24-58, 40-52, and now they're going to be good for a really long time.
Right.
But, like, you kind of proved a point of mine. It feels like they haven't been good for a while, but it took 3 years. But if you tell a Warrior fan, hey, let's start making moves so in 3 years we might be able, they would be, no, we can't wait 3 years because of the situation they're in. Right. And to me, that's their biggest issue with where they're at right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Seth Curry could play tonight.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the ramp up, he's a full go in practice and scrimmages, and he doesn't have any injuries. So, I imagine he'll be active tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then we just have to wait and see. I mean, it's tough to play more than 10 guys. And, every game is a little different. And the way I approach it with all these guys, eventually they're all going to get their chance. And then who plays is really dependent on how well the team is doing. If we're doing well, we'll usually stick with something. If we're struggling, then we'll take a look at some other possibilities lineup-wise. So Seth understands that. He's been around forever. And I guarantee you he'll find his way out there at some point, but right away will be difficult just because we've got to kind of see where we are.
All right, Steve Kerr was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. That's what he said about Seth Curry. Mm-hmm. He's kind of, for me, been out of sight, out of mind. I have no idea what to expect from him. I have no idea how much he's going to play. I allow for the fact that he may give him a different dimension. I also allow for the fact that he may be a non-factor. So to me, I have no expectations for Seth Curry as opposed to Melton, who, like, Melton, it feels like he's got pressure on him to be this guy that they saw for six games last year and be that guy for 60 games this year. And man, that to me is going to be tough.
I'll say this to that. If I don't know what, he kind of talked about his brother keeping him abreast of what was going on with the team while he was away from the team, Seth, his conversations with Steph. But, I'm just telling you all what's concerning me. And you talked about a quarter of the season's over, Steiny. And Buddy Hield, I mean, what he's supposed to be, I feel like there's a opening for that. And I'm just saying, if he's not careful or snaps out of this funk, I mean, who's to say Seth Curry could, pick the reins up and cut into his minutes? Like, that's on the table. So I'm just looking at somebody that can hit an outside shot, not named Steph Curry. I know Pods has saved him on nights, Moody, but, man, it's just inconsistency left and right. So, I mean, if I'm Seth Curry, Steiny, and I'm the best version of myself, there are minutes to be had.
Yeah, there are. There's no doubt.
Melton too.
So if I pose this kind of a philosophical question for you, Warrior related, and I'll throw it out to Warrior fans too. Because I always love to know where they're at. So, we know where we're at. Steph Curry's winding down and they want to try to give him the best shot at it. And my question is this, are we still at the point where if you could get a difference maker, would you still be willing to give up, two or three future first round picks for a guy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so out on that right now.
Do you think the team...
Even more, that's a great question.
If you had to bet, I think you signed up for this. So I feel like you owe it to the cause to where if that were the case... You can't please two masters, right?
Who's more real? Who would you, Warrior fans, who would you bank on more from this point forward to the end of the year? Butler or Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis for me.
Okay, so you think Davis will play more games than Butler?
He gives you another dimension, too, yes.
No, I know that. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, how many games you're going to get.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to call me crazy, Steiny. That's just me, man.
Evan, Anthony Davis?
I'm not a big fan of Anthony Davis. Well, just his joints.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you be blown away if he were a Warrior, though, E?
Yeah, I would. That would cost you. That would cost you a lot.
I would too. I mean, are we? I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is:
we're
going to
do the playing thing again with Steph Curry, huh?
What's that?
We're going to do the. It looks like, forbidding a run and the Warriors playing better basketball and things changing with the current group,
mm-hmm.
No Kuminga trade. It looks like we're destined with the Steph Curry, when this thing is over and the commitment we have to him, Dre, we're just going to operation play in. even though you're trying to stay out of it, that's just where you're at.
I wouldn't concede that yet. I mean, you're
how I'm feeling. And it's bigger than the 11 and 10s, Donnie.
What? But you're still willing to double down, though.
No doubt.
Yeah. I wonder where Warrior fans are with that. You know, like Anthony Davis, you give up two or three first round unprotecteds. Oh my God, that would scare me. And then you're going to lose Butler probably, right? You got to lose Butler and probably one other guy.
Well, considering what they traded Luka for, you might be able to get him for pods in a first.
It's just incredible watching that. Man.
Pods is going to be tough because the team that acquires Pods, they're going to have to pay him max money.
Which is what?
I'm kidding.
No, but I'm saying for he.
Oh, I got news for you. You think Pods is going to 130?
Wow. No, I'm not saying that. I expect him to want it.
Oh, he's going to want it.
You think he's going to get it here?
I mean, if you told me that. Here's how I'll put it.
Yeah,
I can see the Warriors saying, if Jonathan's making 25, Pod's got to make 25. As crazy as that sounds.
But you're playing yourself into a situation to where,
I know.
I'm being real, Stoney. What, you need Pods. Well, now you got Melton, though. And hopefully he's healthy, man.
Yeah, I can't count on Melton until I can start counting on Melton. Too.
Hopefully that's where this thing in the next 8 to 10 games, Melton's your starter, and he's healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I in all seriousness, I get it. 11 and 10, you probably wanted to be better than that, and you're in the eighth spot. But I would let it play out another 20 games to see how things shake out a little bit.
Then we're into now. Then you're facing the conundrum of Kuminga. Because you figured next 20 game, January will be here in a minute.
You know, the funny thing about Kuminga is, what do they do when they don't get any good offers for Kuminga? Do you just trade him for the one you think's best, even though you might not be crazy about it? I think that's going to be a tricky decision. Because I think they risk the Warriors have traded Jonathan Kuminga for Royce O'Neal. People are going to be fuming. I just threw that name out there.
What did you make of his return?
Who's?
Kuminga.
Not much. And neither did Steve Kerr. But it was his first game back.
Well, he's a little rusty. You know, I didn't think he was moving particularly well, but he hit two huge threes mid-fourth quarter. We needed those shots. And so he came through for us. He was on a minutes restriction. So I think he played 18 or 19 minutes. The restriction will be lifted, as he goes. So as he continues to ramp up and build his conditioning, get his rhythm back, then there won't be any restrictions. I imagine that'll happen by the end of this trip. You know, it's all a matter of same things with Jonathan that we ask of him. You know, he attack the rim, rebound, run the floor. When he does those things, he's really good for us.
Oh, my God.
Now, why do you say that?
Just shoot me.
Because you heard it before?
Oh, my God. I think they want Kuminga to run the floor, Gu.
Oh, he does it well.
Apparently. You know, we'll see about Kuminga tonight. He's averaging, I'm looking for, fifth most minutes. Butler, 31. Curry, 31. Draymond, 29. Pods, 28. Kuminga, 27. Moody, 26. We're talking about... the minutes for these guys. But the Warriors play the Oklahoma City Thunder. By the way, coming up in the next 50 minutes, you will get a chance to win two tickets to tonight's game between the Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. At some point, you're going to hear Steve Kerr in a press conference say, "We're excited to have Seth Curry." And then when you hear that, be the fifth caller and you will get two tickets to tonight's game. I'll tell you what, I did want to, we got 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Perfect. Because you see the Kings fan?
Yeah. The season ticket holder that went in on Zach LaVine for not playing defense.
And you said he got his seat back?
Yeah.
He's fine?
Yeah, he's fine. And he did the media tour, saying what he thought, but where do you side on that?
I side with the pro athletes.
LaVine had some words and he said, go home. Well, use some other language.
He said, go home. Go home, buddy.
But I think people sided with the Kings fan because Zach LaVine is in public enemy number one there.
I get that. I just feel like The Kings are not very good. They're in disarray.
Yes.
So it's the like fans the like lowest hanging fruit. Walk up behind the bench and say, we don't pay for you to not pay.
Play well, he high. Went in. Yeah, he was acting. He was on one.
It's also the most expensive piece of fruit.
Yeah.
They're pretty cheap up there in Sac.
You mean Zach LaVine?
Oh, no. I thought you meant the ticket prices.
Oh, I thought you meant he's low hanging fruit.
No, those ticket prices
the Kings
ain't
in
cheap.
General. Oh, please.
Hey,
you ever see? Ever go to a gate? Well, no. The answer's no. I was going to say, have you ever paid for a seat at Chase? No.
And if you knew anything, I just was at a game. So
right, but you didn't pay for the ticket.
Yeah, I took the.
I'm saying is the comparable ticket in Chase to Sac to Arco is Chase whatever
Golden
is,
One.
Golden One is
you like Zion, Sonny? Think the Warriors should go after him?
I do like him.
I don't.
I don't trust him. I like him.
I think last year at this time, I said, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Well, according to Shams Charania, he'll be missing extended time with a right adductor injury.
He did it again.
Sources tell ESPN.
He did it again.
Yeah, he's been on us.
All right.
That is what. I'm so disappointed, though, right? You paid him all that bread, and his body is bread. Jesus.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Covering Bay Area sports for years, I've seen athletes go through it all. The highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, when you're the one injured or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or you've lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555, or you can also visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, H-U-R-T-I-N, thebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
All righty!
Yes, sir!
Feeling good!
Yeah,
feeling good!
You know how you and I... We feel like something. We're hip. We've been hip, but we're not the hippest. because we're older.
Yep.
And we don't know some of these terms. We got the TVs in the studio, and why do I see my neighbor that I grew up with in the Yune, Norm's neighbor, Randy Villazon?
Wait, no. Your neighbor, Norm's neighbor's that woman.
Oh, yeah, Kate.
Right.
That's to the left across the street.
Oh, okay.
So
he walked over.
Yeah, he walked over. Okay. He's on KTVU, and on the bottom of the segment, it says, dating while Shrekking.
What?
Shrekking while dating. I'm like, what the hell does Shrekking mean?
What is dating?
Well, you've done it. So I Google it, and I ask Evan,
Shrekking while dating. Yeah. I've no idea.
Shrekking. Oh, no.
Is this okay for radio?
Yeah. Like well, the movie.
The
movie
like
Shrek.
Okay. But Shrekking while dating. So I'm like, damn, I ain't heard that. And I feel like I done been through it all. What? But why is my neighbor on talking about it?
Well, are you going to tell me what it means?
Shrekking refers to dating someone you consider below your standards with the assumption that because you're out of the person's league, you'll automatically have the upper hand in the relationship and be unlikely to get hurt. So to get Shreked is to strategically date down in this matter only to still wind up getting rejected. That's
so
wow.
It's
why is your neighbor talking about this on local television?
I texted him already. And why is KTVU even got a, so, that's my guy.
Okay, I understand it. Because I've been Shreked all my life dating wise.
Did you know it though? Did you know it?
Oh my God.
So you weren't the one that got away.
Every woman in my life knew that they could kick me to the curb, and did.
You're a good-looking dude.
I was there. I was the Shrek-y.
Wow, so somebody would actually stay in a relationship knowing you're not up to the standards.
That's why they stay in it, because
they start low. I bet there's some marriages like that, E.
They start low.
I don't like any of it. Just reporting the fact, Shrek-ing. I'm sure somebody Shrek me. I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah, that one.
If you don't know, you're probably the one Shrekking.
I've been Shreked.
Oh, boy.
Definitely.
You have, huh?
I could throw some names out there.
You're ultra confident in that.
No,
one.
I've been Shreked. I've been Shreked. I've never done Shrekking. Seriously, because there's no partner below me. Like, I am.
Dude, that's wow. You learn something new every day, Steiny.
Yeah.
So who's Shrek on the show?
We don't got to do that.
And there's athletes that have been Shreked.
Well, Devone thinks he Shreks with you on Saturday.
That's true.
Devone's saying, I worked in Seattle.
Oh, man.
Zach LaVine is Shreking the Kings.
Yeah, Shreking the Kings. I don't want to say it anymore. It doesn't sound right.
Who applies that to that? Wow.
Real quick, let's go to SF Bay Drummer in Houston. Hey, SF Bay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Google?
You got it?
Yeah, man, just you guys were touching on the Warriors in the last segment, and I think we should still have a little faith. I wouldn't call it like we're cooked right now, but I see 11 wins this month, and the games are pretty spaced out. We only have a back-to-back at the end of the month with Toronto and Brooklyn on the 28th and the 29th. So I believe Steph will probably be back maybe in the middle of the month or whatever. And, Seth and maybe D'Anthony Melton will start getting their legs back under him then. And I think if we can win at least like maybe 11 games this month, I think we'll be in a real good spot. Also, I know it's up to the player. Kuminga has to show up and do his thing every night, but, Kerr, you need to put him in position to be the best possible player, because if you want to get rid of this headache, that's how you're going to drive up his price value and somebody wanting him and we getting something in return that we need. So it's a two-way street, and both of them got to work together to get to Mission January 13th or 15th, whatever it is.
Yeah. No, ASF, I hear you. And you know what? It's like Kuminga? Not a game. I feel like, okay.
Yeah.
Tonight's a game. He's like... I make no judgment on him. Maybe he can help him tonight. I don't know.
Well, I know that he can. It's just, can he be consistent in that guy that we saw the first five games?
All right, Goo, you ready?
Yeah.
He said 11 games they can win. You ready? You say win or loss. Versus Oklahoma City.
Loss.
At Philly.
Loss.
At Cleveland.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Win.
Home against the Wolves.
Loss. No, that's a win. They're going to beat Minnesota. Yeah.
At Portland.
Win.
At Phoenix.
Win.
Home against Phoenix.
Win.
Orlando home.
Win.
Dallas home.
Win.
At Toronto.
Loss. We're done.
At Brooklyn.
Win.
At Charlotte.
Win.
That's 9 wins. And you gave him a lot of wins, I thought.
Like, which one threw you?
There was one with Minnesota's. A four-second pause, and then you just was like, yeah, win.
Well, if you guys are right and telling me the practice and all that
looks
stuff.
That looks hard to me, that schedule.
No,
I get it spread out.
I was up here like, boy. But, man, if you're telling me and Kerr's telling us that the practice and all that good stuff. Now, how many of those games, oh, my God, I got to double back. Is Steph not available?
Okay, I think he's going to play on the trip, I would think.
Why do you think that?
Well, because he was originally hurt on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Before Thanksgiving, and then he got the prognosis or whatever it's called, diagnosis. Thursday, they were saying about a week. So that would be tonight and probably Philly. Could he get back for at Saturday versus Cleveland? So in that scenario, he'd miss 3 games.
Yeah.
I don't like at Philly, at Cleveland, at Chicago.
No, that's not easy at all. And you know how I looked at it? Not just the basketball portion of it, just the style of play. And all three of those teams run and have size. That's how I looked at those three.
You gave them a win at Portland.
Well, yo, Portland, damn. Well,
they may have your number.
Now on the Boxer and Girls in Work injury text lines, Donnie, Jim Olay came down my road. Goo, would you buy an old Cadillac with bad suspension and worn out brakes, then why would you want AD? I don't think there yet.
Oh, no, he's there.
I'll just tell you, if they hold out till Kyrie comes back and they got Cooper Flagg and Nembhard brothers showing something.
I agree.
I like that. And Gafford and Lively, like, whoa, and Clay's playing better. I'm just, don't put Dallas in the, like,
well, first of all, don't tell me what to do with Dallas.
I would be excited about looking, oh, there's a why to why we're so low now. But now, even before Curry got hurt, it's just the lack of size and athleticism is on display nightly.
I mean, it's on display even when Steph plays.
No, that's what I said. That's exactly what I just said. Even when Steph plays.
They're getting Melton back.
I just wish he was 6'10".
Now two things have bothered me.
What happened?
Well, nothing. I don't want to get into it.
Evan or I?
You. And then Evan. But you.
Are we going to tell on ourselves how old we aged ourselves with Evan during the break? When you said last night during the Monday Night Football game.
No.
Was that the Niners, Kyle Williams, who fumbled the ball? And I said yes.
Hey, shut up, Grandy.
That was 30 years ago. It was.
All right. Fine. Oh, if I'm going down, yeah, I'm taking Guru with me.
I just admitted it. I said yes.
I'm watching a game last night, and Kyle Williams catches a touchdown pass, and I'm like,
oh,
no chance that's that guy who's the son of the White Sox dude who dropped the punts back in 14. And, of course, we're doing a break, and Evan comes in.
I'm on the phone, so I'm just trying to shut you up.
It's not Kyle Williams, the old Niner, is it? And Guru goes, yeah, it is.
Evan goes, that was 1990.
You know, 11 years is not that long in basketball.
That had to come. Oh, Stoddy, that was bad for the both of us.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
About 12, 12:30. I've been turning it off sooner.
I'm a little worried about something health-wise.
Oh?
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
I've been Shrek'd. I've never done Shrekking. I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
I thought of you, and I swear, because we had the conversation yesterday, and I looked, it was 8:40. I go, this dude sleep how? I was just starting my show.
It's been a problem for a month.
That's right, Mick, because they just did this daylight savings
down.
It gets dark.
Yeah, that sucks. It stinks, but how do you stay asleep? Like,
today was a little
performance.
Today was a little different because I got up at got to bed about 7:45 and I did have trouble sleeping after 5.
No, that's you didn't made it then, but
no, but
Yeah, 12:30.
I think start taking vitamins or something.
Evan, what time do you go to bed?
He doesn't even go to bed.
Well, tonight, 1 a.m. Oh, the Warriors play at 8.
Oh, God, that's
why
right.
Why am I laughing there? That's a late night.
I mean.
What do you want to, real quick, what do you want to accomplish? Like 10:30, 11? And they say smart, high intellectual people go to bed later.
I don't think that's what they say.
No, that's what I've heard. Look at me. 1-4-3-E. Hey, how do you like?
I sleep too much.
So you're really off Twitter. Like, I'm afraid of missing out on news. Like, when you guys were having the joke, you had the phone up for 5 hours. I felt like, oh, he's hitting home. Like, Stoney, I'm afraid I'm missing something. But I watch a lot of shows, man.
Well, I don't have to worry about missing something, because if I miss something, you'll just text me anyway.
No, it's bigger than
that. No, serious. It's fine.
So you have all your docs you watch are early?
They're still in the dark if I start them at 5:30.
And then what about your partner? She don't get mad that you're gone? Or
you know what, you
sleep? Is that what's happening? The moment the sun goes down, so does Steiny.
Wow.
It's the opposite of that of Monsters and Men tune. Mountain Song. Hold your horses now.
Somebody's saying you have low testosterone because you're going to bed early.
I might.
But you golf.
Early. Early. What's the song? We sleep until the sun goes down. Hold your horses. You never heard of that song?
No.
I'll bet you have.
I just said no.
I'll bet you have. It's going to ring a bell. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore.
Caleb. Happy holiday, baby.
Nothing else to do.
Now, wow.
He's done. He's done.
Is he calling from Santa Rita Prison?
He's done.
What was that?
I think I accidentally hit a button. Okay. That's on me, Caleb.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, call back.
I thought he did that because I said we got nothing else to do.
California voted to do away with daylight savings. It's just still on the ballot. So the Senate hasn't voted it to get... I don't like this. We voted to get rid of it. It's just sitting there. Nobody's getting to it.
No, we had an election.
No, me.
No, there was only one thing on the ballot a month ago.
But this
only
was last year, Stoddy, that they voted for daylight savings to get rid of, and it's just sitting there, and nobody's expertly got it through. I can't stand it.
You sure Norm's right on this one?
Boy, Navy engineer, come on now.
Norm, really?
It's just sitting there. Nobody's got to it.
What else are they doing?
And I don't know why we need it. Why do we need it to get, like, what is it?
Well, I think if we didn't have it now, then it would stay dark when we got up in the morning, and we don't like that either.
Dude, sunrise is not to like 6:55.
No, it's earlier now.
7:02 this morning was sunrise. 7:02, I got it on my phone.
It's still daylight before the sun comes up, though. You can play. All right, let's go to Caleb. We got
learn
nothing
a lot
else to
from
do.
A dummy.
It was originally used to conserve energy by making greater use of natural daylight.
There you go.
I don't like it. 5 o'clock, it's dark.
What's up, Caleb?
Caleb.
Hey, Evan, how come you had to do that to me, man? I thought we were buddies.
Slip of the finger.
You know, one of the things...
there you go.
Hey, Caleb, one of the things that I realized when I was like a media guy... covering the NBA and pro athletes.
Oh.
I never got sucked into thinking I was their friend. And I would advise you not to get sucked into thinking you're our friend.
Well, explain the Baron Davis birthday card. Oh, my gosh. What up, Caleb?
What up, fellas? Hey, so Steiny, we're not friends anymore. It's over.
We'll see. We're not there yet.
There you go. Well, happy holidays to you guys. Hope you had a
same
great,
to you, buddy.
They great Thanksgiving. But look, I was going to call earlier, Steiny. You made some kind of analogy that just, I hate to come down your road, man, but you showed your age. I wish I could remember it, but it's going to probably come back to me later.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, guys, I'm calling it. I think the Warriors are actually going to win this game. I think they're going to win this game.
Wow.
And, I just think, look, the Thunder have been great so far this season. But I think Jimmy Butler today, I think he's obviously, look, he's played well. I know, Goo, you were coming down on him a little earlier about Jimmy, him, his aggressiveness, or him not looking like the old Jimmy. But I think Jimmy's actually just been just as good as he was last year. And
It's what's around
yeah,
him?
I mean, yeah, like when Jimmy drives and he's kicking out, like guys have to make shots. Like it's not his fault if guys are missing shots.
But what if I feel like he's kicking it out more, Caleb? Like whoever's defending him is doing a good job to where he feels like he can't just do his thing. He's kicking it out a little too much for my liking.
Well, I mean, he was doing that in Miami. The difference is the Tyler Heroes, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, those guys were making shots. These guys aren't making shots consistently.
Hey, Caleb, I'm going to say this to you. I've never done this in my radio career. It's not much of a career, but it's 13 years. I mean what I'm about to say. You give me your Cash App via the Twitter, because we follow each other. If the Warriors win tonight, I'll Cash App you $50 first thing at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow as the show starts.
Oh.
And I want the Warriors to – I'll pay for the win. But, man, no Steph, OKC, Caleb, $50.
Oh, done deal.
All right.
Well, of course. Thanks, Caleb. Have a good night.
Keep
those fingers crossed.
Why?
I know, Goo.
I'm paying for the win, so it's not a loss. Now,
but you're not getting anything in return.
Evan, I'm getting a Warrior win.
You'd get that anyways without giving up $50.
I want to help the guy out.
I know. You know what? Not only will he have to pay $50, then he's going to come in tomorrow saying, I like them going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now, Caleb, I'd like him to know that Cash App is one of the more unreliable ways to transfer money.
That hurts coming from Evan. Stiney, that's no Steph. KC 20-1.
You never know. I mean, I'm serious. You never know. Warriors Chris in Berkeley. Hey, Warrior Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Stiney. I got some medical advice for you. I am not a doctor.
Okay.
But I have been around doctors.
Okay.
You are the same age as me, Stiney.
Okay.
And you're at an inflection point. If you want to get that energy back, at our age, we've got to commit to a high protein and strip away a lot of other stuff that we do, especially if it's malted or fermented, right?
Yeah.
It'll make all the difference in the world, but it's a choice. And it's a choice and it's a human life, but you got to flip. Like, it's not just like, I think I'll do this. But that's where you are. Just so you know, it's not the end of the world. It's just an inflection point.
What happens if I just don't do anything and keep living like this?
You'll actually be pretty happy in a way because you'll be dreaming because you'll be asleep most of the time.
Oh, I got you.
Wow.
Warrior Chris?
It is. You kind of give in and don't do it.
All right. I've heard that before from other people. I can't keep running like I used to run.
Excited to have Seth.
All right, there it is. Caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652. You get 2 tickets to tonight's Oklahoma City Thunder game against the Warriors. That's right. Caller 5 right now to 415-523-4652. You'll get a chance to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander do his thing tonight. 415-523-4652. Good luck to everyone out there.
Yeah. And for the people like worried about you, I love hard. So this would be a 50 that I would love to give Caleb because it would be a Warrior win.
And by the way, if you do not win the tickets, you can still go to warriors.com and get them for tonight. They have tickets available with Oklahoma City in town. So go to warriors.com if you're not lucky enough to win the tickets. All right, go ahead.
So what the doc was prescribing would constitute no beer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He said nothing malted or fermented.
Yeah. You would, boy.
Does that cover it all?
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for you. You know what I'm going to start to do? I'm going to start to go maybe do a little wine. Just a little wine.
Dude, red wine is awesome.
Yeah, but then your teeth get red. I can't stand that. Like, that's a turn off.
Yeah.
Like when you'll see somebody, hey, it's all right over there. Hey, Betty, what? Oh. Oh.
Well, not if you brush them.
Or if you're Shrekin'.
Well,
if you don't care.
I mean, look, if you're meeting somebody and they got red teeth, either they got a drinking problem or a hygiene problem. And either way.
How can you have a hygiene problem?
Because they don't brush their teeth.
Yuck.
Or they just don't shower.
Just wash your ass. Jesus. Like, what? That should never, you should never have a high. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You should never be musty or people had pigpen from Charlie Brown.
I was watching an old time something something, and they had an old commercial. You know, we used to have a cologne that was called Musk.
I'm familiar.
That's not a good smell.
Oh, that man, M-U-S-K, Stoddy.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
That's what got you into trouble in your dating life, Goo.
And that's what life's about.
I'm just really thinking about this Shrek thing. I don't think I've been Shreked.
I've been Shreked. I've never done Shrekking. I don't like saying Shrekking anymore.
Yeah.
Let me see. Is must smell attractive?
No.
Oh.
What's
also known as the king of the fragrances. It exudes a woody yet slightly fruity note that radiates masculinity. Oh. Never.
What was Will Ferrell wearing in the movie? In the whole station. Remember, he put on too much. It was musty.
What movie was that? Anchorman?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, the stuff that works 60% of the time every time?
I did. I'll tell you what, though, Goo. I did see that other movie with Will Ferrell. The other one that he was in. He's in two,
Step
right?
Brothers.
No.
He's been in a few movies.
I think. Which is the one where he had a problem streaking?
Had a problem streaking.
They moved into a college, and he was tank.
Oh, Old School?
Yeah.
That one is a good movie.
That is not
I
a
didn't
bad
see
movie.
It. I didn't see Old School.
Is white wine better than red wine? Eric and Pinole says white wine. You know, I like a good Gewürz demeanor. That's a good wine.
It's a Shabbos for me.
A what?
Shabbos.
See, I appreciate that.
French for Bach? No.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, we made it, Goo.
We got the guys coming in.
It affects performance.
How did Dibs come up with that fantasy info?
He probably just...
That's not in the app.
He just looked at the standings.
Exactly. No, he knows the point differential,
that's right.
Evan.
And he did the math.
But the points are available. It's public information. You can look at the points for.
Right. No, I got you. But Evan, he was talking about, no, I guess.
He figured it out, that's, and that's what you can't believe.
In like 2 seconds from me sending the text.
All right. Well,
I'll tell him Evan was trying to take credit away from him. But other than that, we're good.
Yeah, Dibley and Willard, they're in on the other side. So you're not going to want to go anywhere for sure. We got crossover coming up next. All right. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.